Oh, come on, I hate you. You have no right to speak to me. You're stupid or evil. You believe in your God, guns, and gold. You shouldn't have the right to vote. We must fix this disgusting country now. We want socialism now.
Whoa there, little fella. Our U.S. Constitution protects your right to say these things, even if they are drivel.
Our founders believed in our inalienable rights granted by God, not some mafia. Our Bill of Rights protects your personal freedoms, your absolute right to speak to others, whether loving and kind or hateful and stupid.
Utopia doesn't exist. It only destroys. Millions of innocents slaughtered by the communists in Cambodia, China, and the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
And millions of people were gassed by Hitler's National Socialist Party.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore our American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com. That's SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Gather around! Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
Look at
fake
news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. You know what that means? 1 hour from now, we'll be joined by the likes of Wayne Allen Root. Culinary, the Culinary Union had a big parade, if you will, or caravan, down Las Vegas Boulevard. If that sounds familiar, it's something that Wayne Allen Root did with thousands of people just a couple of weeks ago. But now the Culinary Union and I'm not sure what kind of a crowd they had. Yeah, like herding a bunch of cats, isn't it? Anyway, Wayne Allen Root will join us. You hear him every afternoon here from 3 until 6 on this Nevada Talk Network station. And you'll get a chance to hear from him just after 10 o'clock here on Live and Local Now. Also, one of the things we're going to do, we talk about small businesses that make a difference. What is it like with a small business during a pandemic? We're going to talk about that with Summer Alger from PIBCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. We'll get a chance to visit with her coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock. In the meantime, we're going to have plenty of time for phone calls as well as we traverse this Thursday. I want to take you back to our nation's capital because just an hour or so ago, Rick Bright, the whistleblower, says he was kicked out of the – yeah. He's a whistleblower. And that means that everything he says is right.
Who?
Yeah, Rick Bright. Dr. Rick Bright. Anyway, he's into diseases, and he believes that he was done wrong by the Trump administration. I wanted you to hear in its entirety, it only runs like 5 minutes, the opening statement of Dr. Rick Bright, who was demoted or reassigned. He was reassigned to a good gig, just not the gig he wanted. Anyway, here it is. This is Dr. Rick Bright about an hour ago in our nation's capital.
And Ranking Member Burgess and distinguished members of the subcommittee. I am Dr. Rick Bright, a career public servant and a scientist who has spent 25 years of my career focused on addressing pandemic outbreaks. I have a bachelor's degree in biology and physical sciences and a PhD in immunology and molecular pathogenesis. I've led teams of scientists developing drugs, vaccines, and diagnostics in government, private industry, and for nonprofit organizations. I'm here today in my private capacity. The views are my own and not those of the Department of Health and Human Services. I joined BARDA in 2010, and for the last 3.5 years, until April 21st of this year, I had the privilege of serving as its director. BARDA partners with private industry and others in governments to address national health security threats. Today, the world is confronting a public health emergency unlike any we've seen in over a century. We are facing a highly transmissible and deadly virus, which not only claims lives, but also disrupts the very foundations of our society. The American healthcare system is being taxed to the limit. Our economy is spiraling downward, and our population is being paralyzed by fear, stemming from a lack of a coordinated response and a dearth of accurate, clear communication about the path forward. Americans yearn to get back to work, to open their businesses, and to provide for their families. I get that. However, what we do must be done carefully and with guidance from the best scientific minds. Our window of opportunity is closing. If we fail to improve our response now, based on science, I fear the pandemic will get worse and be prolonged. There will be likely a resurgence of COVID-19 this fall. It'll be greatly compounded by the challenges of seasonal influenza. Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history. First and foremost, we need to be truthful with the American people. Americans deserve the truth. The truth must be based on science. We have the world's greatest scientist. Let us lead. Let us speak without fear of retribution. We must listen. Each of us can and must do our part now. On Tuesday, Dr. Fauci delivered a message in a voice that is clear and trustworthy as he encouraged us to act with caution as we return to our daily lives. We should listen to him and other scientists sharing their expertise. While waiting for a cure and a vaccine, which I believe will come, there are things we must do immediately. We must increase the public education about the basics: washing hands, social distancing, appropriate face covering. They're simple but critical steps to buy valuable time until there's a vaccine. We need to ramp up production of essential equipment and supplies, including raw materials and critical components. Shortages of these increase the risk of our frontline healthcare workers, and they deserve the best equipment to protect themselves. We need to facilitate equitable distribution of essential equipment and supplies. And finally, we need a national testing strategy. The virus is here. It's everywhere. We need to be able to find it, isolate it, and stop it. We need to have the right testing for everyone who needs it. We need to be able to trace contacts, isolate, quarantine, and appropriately while striving to develop a cure. Initially, our nation was not as prepared as we should have been, as we could have been. Some scientists raised early warning signals that were overlooked, and pages from our pandemic playbook were ignored by some in leadership. There will be plenty of time to look back to assess what has happened so we can improve. But right now, we need to focus on getting things right going forward. We need a comprehensive plan that everyone knows and everyone participates in. Congress has taken important steps to support the response, and there's much more we can do. With your help, we can get through this crisis. Working cooperatively with our global partners, we can and will succeed in finding a cure for COVID-19. But that success depends on what we do today. We will either be remembered for what we did or for what we failed to do to address this crisis. I call on all of us to act, to ensure the health, safety, and prosperity of all Americans. You can count on me to do my part. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr.
Okay, we'll get to some questioning a little bit later on, because some of the questioning, I mean, it's the Democrats love them. The Republicans on the committee were a little well, not accusatory, but questioning the motives of Dr. Bright. We'll let you hear some of that coming up in just a couple minutes. We're going to take a quick break. More from this Health Committee subcommittee hearing in our nation's capital. Most everybody showed up, by the way, as opposed to the hearing the other day on the Senate side, where a lot of people were there via Skype and telephone and different ways like that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour, live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875. Rockin' Man! I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Wow. By the way, they're still trying to sift through on Capitol Hill this $3 trillion stimulus proposal from Nancy Pelosi. And in fact, I was looking at the Sacramento Bee, and the Sac Bee had an article that's entitled "House Democrats Propose a $3 Trillion Coronavirus Relief Bill. How much could California get?" They're estimating that California would get $51 billion over the next 12 months under that House plan.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's going to have their hand out. Everybody in the People's Republic of California will have their hands out. Well, what about my program? What about my charity? What about this? What about that? Yeah. No, and that's the dilemma we're facing when you start talking about so much money, $3 trillion, and these guys would get $51 billion. How much as a part of the West Coast PAC would Nevada get? We got to find that out. I want to take you back to the House Health Subcommittee. And Rick Bright is testifying. Let's take you to some of the early questioning by both the majority and the minority folks on this committee. Here it is just an hour or so ago.
Again, Dr. Bright, you have a distinguished career. You're one of our country's leading public health experts on how to respond to pandemics and national security health threats. You're the first government official who's been on the inside, seeing everything firsthand, to come forward and share an unvarnished experiences about what really happened from January to the time you departed BARDA in April this year in dealing with the virus. So I want to make sure I understand what you're telling us. You stated in your written testimony, a window of opportunity is closing, but it is not yet closed. What do we need to do with the time left to get it right? And if we don't, what do you mean when you say 2020 will be the darkest winter in modern history?
Chairwoman Eshoo, thank you for your question. The window is closing to address this pandemic because we still do not have a standard, centralized, coordinated plan to take our nation through this response. I believe with proper leadership and collaboration across government, with the best science leading the way, we can devise a comprehensive strategy. We can devise a plan that includes all of Americans and help them, help us, guide us through this pandemic. But time is running out because the virus is still spreading everywhere. People are getting restless to leave their homes. We have to make critical decisions on how to balance the economy and science. My concern about this fall is compounded by my knowledge and preparation and response to many years of influenza outbreaks, pandemic influenza outbreaks, and seasonal influenza outbreaks. In our country in 2017, we had nearly 79,000 people die in the U.S. from influenza. That, coupled with a COVID-19 resurgence this fall, could be devastating for our healthcare systems and for Americans. We have a limited window of opportunity to get plans in place to address both of those.
Thank you. When you look at the first 4 months of this year, would you describe the government's and the administration's response as a success or a failure?
I believe we could have done better. I believe there are critical steps that we did not take in time.
Was there a failure to respond when you correctly pushed to claim early virus samples from, or to obtain early virus samples from China so we could develop critical medical countermeasures?
From my perspective in working with companies to develop drugs and vaccines and diagnostic, viral samples are critical. As soon as we were aware that this virus could pose a significant threat to human lives, I began pushing for those virus samples, and I met frustration and dismissal.
And when did you do that?
I did that in the office of the Secretary, Azar, in January. The push for the virus samples initially mentioned on January 23rd, and a strong push on January 27th for those virus samples.
And was there a failure to respond with the needed urgency when you correctly pushed to ramp up production of masks, respirators, syringes, swabs?
Congresswoman, we've known for quite some time that our stockpile is insufficient in having those critical personal protective equipment. So once this virus began spreading and became known to be a threat, I did feel quite concerned that we didn't have those supplies. I began pushing urgently in January, along with some industry colleagues as well. And those urges, those alarms, were not responded to with action.
Was there a failure to take immediate action when you correctly pushed to acquire additional doses of the drug remdesivir, which is the only drug so far that has appears to be at least mildly effective, thank God, for treating people with COVID-19?
There was no action taken on the urgency to come up with a plan for acquisition of limited doses of remdesivir, nor to distribute those limited doses of remdesivir once we had the scientific data to support their use for people infected with this virus.
And instead of acting on your recommendations, was the response of others to try and cut you out of key meetings, marginalize your participation?
I was told that my urgings were causing a commotion, and I was removed from those meetings.
There you have it. That's the Energy and Commerce Committee, the subcommittee chaired by Anna Eshoo of Anna Eshoo is from is a Democrat from the People's Republic of California. We'll give you the Republican perspective with Dr. Burgess. We'll get that and more coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, top of the hour, Wayne Allen Root. Is he going to have another big event? I mean, he had, thousands of people driving down Las Vegas Boulevard. The Culinary Union tried to do the same thing. We'll give you an idea how that went. That should be interesting. Also, a little bit later on, for those of you that suffer from chronic pain, Summer Alger will join us from PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. It is changing people's lives. I mean, really, it's changed my life. I had an impingement of my rotator cuff, and I had like 6 treatments, pain-free, and it fixed it. I don't have pain in my shoulder anymore. That's incredible. I can do things I never could do. Like tuck my shirt in in the back of my pants. Couldn't do it. It hurt. Now it doesn't hurt. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
If you see smoke this fire season, we'd like to hear from you. We're the Ely Interagency Fire Dispatch Center. Call 289-1925. Again, that number, 289-1925, or just call 911. And for local wildfire information, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Ely Fire. That's facebook.com/Ely Fire. This brought to you by the Eastern Nevada Interagency Fire and Nevada Talk Network.
the track too tough to tame. The Lady in Black.
The NASCAR Cup Series is back.
Everybody trying to find grip here at Darlington Raceway in the early going.
After months of silence, engines roar once again at the track too tough to tame.
Final time off turn number two and up the back straightaway here at Darlington Raceway.
It's the NASCAR Cup Series at Darlington Raceway.
You have just won Darlington.
Sunday at 11:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. House Democrats holding a hearing this morning where they're accusing the Trump administration of presiding over a disastrous response to the coronavirus outbreak. They've been hearing from a government whistleblower who was demoted after raising concerns about a controversial coronavirus treatment that was being promoted by President Trump. Opening the hearing, California Democrat Anna Eshoo accused the administration of not doing its job.
Americans are afraid, they're sick and jobless, and over 80,000 souls have been lost. And the government that was supposed to protect them has failed.
Many Republicans are calling the hearing political theater. Texas Representative Michael Burgess questioning the timing of a hearing on a whistleblower complaint that's not even a week old yet. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
One small team looks to capitalize on NASCAR's new condensed schedules. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, midday.
Jeff Gordon has come from virtually nowhere.
He's one of NASCAR's all-time greats.
For the 93rd time in his career.
A pioneering champion.
Be at the right place at the right time.
The kid who took on the good old boys and changed NASCAR.
We started to go toe-to-toe from Earnhardt.
MRN presents a 10-part podcast series that traces Jeff Gordon's rise to NASCAR legend. Jeff Gordon, the colorful career of the Rainbow Warrior. Available now at MRN.com and your favorite podcast source.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, have you noticed how everyone's grammar is completely awful now? Like, you know, the texting and the LOLs. Whatever happened to punctuation? I mean, drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With no practice and qualifying this weekend for NASCAR's return to the track at Darlington Raceway on Sunday, cars will go from the hauler to the inspection line and then right to the racetrack for the start of the race. Go Fast Racing's general manager Mason St. Hilaire believes that could be an advantage for his smaller number 32 team with driver Corey LaJoie.
I'm actually really excited, you know, in terms of just, I mean, we're rolling that thing off the truck and you're going to see what you got right off the bat. And, you know, we've been, fortunately for where we run, pretty solid coming off the truck. So, you know, I've seen some big teams that haven't rolled off the truck quite so hot in some time.
Hear more from St. Hilaire on this week's edition of MRN Crew Call with our Alex Hayden on MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing.
offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. In fact, I saw a statistic yesterday. 27 million of us are now without health insurance. Our company folded. We were laid off. We were furloughed. Our benefits ended. 27 million people. If you're one of those 27 million, check it out. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. I've been getting a lot of calls on that, by the way. I mentioned we'd give you the Republican perspective. Dr. Michael Burgess is a congressman from Texas and a good guy. I've interviewed him many, many times over the years, and but knows what he's talking about. Here is that line of questioning. He is the ranking member on this Commerce and Energy Health Subcommittee, chaired by Anna Eshoo for the People's Republic of California. Here was the question just about an hour ago.
Recognize the gentleman, the ranking member of the subcommittee, Dr. Burgess.
I thank the chair. And Dr. Bright, I hope, as it is clear to you, everyone on this dais on both sides appreciates you coming before us today, even if we are frustrated having this hearing without a full understanding of the facts. Again, just to clarify, you're testifying in your personal capacity and not on behalf of the agency or the administration.
That's correct, sir. Great.
Thank you for that. Let me ask you a question about hydrochloroquine, really even maybe a little bit more broadly, the disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs that have been looked at for therapy for this disease. I ask about hydroxychloroquine because it does seem to be central to whatever disagreement you had with Department of HHS and the administration, but hydroxychloroquine was initially identified as a potential therapeutic because, number one, of its anti-inflammatory effects and its ability to calm things in the immune system. And as we know, one of the features of this disease is the overwhelming cytokine response that overwhelms the host. There also may be an effect of blocking the virus at the point of contact with the cell. Certainly something that probably deserves a little investigation. But again, it's not the only one. There were some other drugs, and I think, if I'm correct, BARDA supported with investments. Actemra and Kevzara, which are thought to have similar impacts on the ability to suppress the cytokine response of hydrochloroquine. Am I correct in that?
There are a number of drugs that we were evaluating initially, Congressman, that we were considering to conduct clinical studies to get further information if they really had an impact and if they were safe to use in patients infected with this virus.
Do you have available to you the dollar amounts that BARDA appropriated or authorized for each of those two drugs, Actemra and Kevzara?
I don't have those numbers available with me now.
Would you be able to make them available to the committee?
I believe HHS could make those available. BARDA could probably make those investments available.
Were you concerned with hydroxychloroquine at the time you made those awards for Actemra and Kevzara? Was the concern with hydroxychloroquine, which became then paramount in your disagreement with the administration, was it already established when you made these other investments in similar medications?
My concerns around the safety of hydroxychloroquine in people infected with the COVID-19 virus were reflective of the scientific review that we received from an interagency group of clinicians and regulatory experts and scientists. At the time that we learned about hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, there was limited data available, and our proposal and actions were to see if we could identify a source of that drug so the NIH could conduct a randomized controlled clinical study. That's a similar action we took with remdesivir. Once we thought remdesivir had promise from data coming from China, NIH quickly established a clinical study, a randomized controlled study, to evaluate remdesivir. So with hydroxychloroquine, that was also our preferred plan of action.
And you, of course, authored the letter to the FDA asking for the emergency use authorization for hydroxychloroquine.
I was directed as a BARDA director from the office of the HHS secretary to put in place an expanded access IND program to make chloroquine donation from Bayer available to Americans through a unique opportunity that would utilize an app and perhaps even make it available to Americans who were not under close supervision of a healthcare provider.
Of course, this hearing, not really a hearing on hydroxychloroquine, I, of course, would welcome a robust hearing on therapeutics and the research that's going on, what we've invested in, what seems to be panning out, what has not. I'll note that both Givzara and the other medication may not have panned out. And I think the manufacturing company for Givzara announced that they'll discontinue part of the clinical study because it looked unlikely to help COVID patients. But I will tell you, since starting this, since you identified yourself and this hearing got noticed, I'm hearing from a lot of doctors, my state, around the country, who have experience using hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine coupled with erythromycin and zinc, and they're reporting significant benefit if it is used early enough in the course and may eliminate the need for hospitalization and ventilatory support.
Gentleman's time
I don't
is
know
expired.
If that's right, but I think it's important enough that we should look into it. And would just be interested if you did that as part of your duties at BARDA.
The gentleman's time has expired. The chair now recognizes.
Would the witness be able to answer the question?
You may. Mm-hmm.
Sir, I believe it's important. I've heard those anecdotal stories as well, and they were not conducted in the context of a randomized controlled clinical study. It's very difficult to understand data from those types of observational studies or anecdotal stories. So the drug might have some benefit in some populations, but we won't know that until we have that information from a truly randomized controlled clinical study. Many of those studies are ongoing now. Some of those studies we're starting to see data from, and those studies in those populations tested haven't shown an overwhelming evidence of benefit from the use of hydroxychloroquine in those patients. But the different studies are devised to look at different angles of it, as you described.
Yeah, most of those studies are at the end when someone is
already pretty time has expired.
You can't do those.
You know what's interesting? They always, the left always says, whether it's gun control or whatever the issue, greenhouse gases, things like that, if we only save one life, then that's great. But do you ever notice that when they talk about things like this, like hydroxychloroquine, anecdotal, I mean, it's almost as if anecdotal evidence doesn't count. But the fact is there is somebody that is walking around today rather than dead because of hydroxychloroquine. That's what's incredible. That you end up saving lives. And isn't that what we're trying to do? Whether it's anecdotal evidence or otherwise. If it works on some people, I'll be honest with you. If I ever test positive, the first words out of my mouth will be hydroxychloroquine or remdesivir. But the idea of doing nothing and waiting to end up on a ventilator, and what is it that Andrew Cuomo always said in New York? You end up on a ventilator, 80% never make it off the ventilator. That's what you don't want to do. Anyway, more coming up. This is amazing. And by the way, I want to kind of switch gears a little bit, because I don't know if you are as outraged as I am about the revelations just in the last 24 hours. Rick Grenell at the Department of Justice has released unmasking names, and some of the people that have asked for unmasking are Joe Biden, Well, and others. There's a whole list of them. And there was word that even former President Obama knew of this unmasking that was going on. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
The track too tough to tame, the lady in black.
The NASCAR Cup Series is back.
Everybody trying to find grip here at Darlington Raceway in the early going.
After months of silence, engines roar once again at the track too tough to tame.
Final time off, turn number 2 and up the back straightaway here at Darlington Raceway.
It's the NASCAR Cup Series at Darlington Raceway.
You have just won Darlington.
Sunday at 11:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
All across the state of Nevada, it's live and local now. Good to have you with us, man. It's Thursday. That means Wayne Allyn Root coming up top of the hour. I can't wait to see what he says about the revelations just in the last 24 to 48 hours relative to the Obama administration and the unmasking of General Michael Flynn.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you caught this, but Jesse Waters and Greg Gutfeld answered a Dana Perino question on The Five last night about misplaced media outrage. Where is the media outrage with Adam Schiff essentially lying to the entire people of the USA? That's one I can't figure. This was yesterday on The Five.
Jesse, maybe let's just start on the bigger news today on the Flynn unmasking list that has come out. The president talking about that. He has an interview with Maria Bartiromo, which will air tomorrow morning. He says there's more to come.
Well, there keeps being more to come, and he's been right, and Fox has been right. All of our reporting on this entire thing has proven to be accurate, and all of the reporting from the other side in the mainstream media has proven false, which makes me wonder, why aren't the mainstream media reporters angry? They were fed lies by their sources for 3 years, and they printed fake news. Now, if I printed fake news for 3 years, and then I found out through the transcripts that my sources knew they were telling me lies and knew they were having me push a fake story, I'd be angry at my sources. But they're not angry at their sources. They're angry at the people that have pointed out that their sources lied. Think about how ridiculous that is. Now they're saying the president is politicizing the intelligence. That's pretty funny coming from them, because it wasn't Donald Trump that set people up with stings, that used spies, that cooked up crooked dossiers and colluded with the Russians and entrapped people and threw political opponents in jail. No, that was the Democrats that did that. All the president is doing now, like this unmasking list, is shining a light. All he's doing is disinfecting the last administration. He's exposing it. He's correcting an injustice. That's what's going on here. And the timing is not being used to distract from the pandemic. It was Adam Schiff that released all of those transcripts under oath. Remember that. And it was the Justice Department that withheld the exculpatory evidence from General Flynn for 2 years. So the timing of all of this, it's on the Democrats. It's not on the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Greg, Jesse brings up something that reminds me of, do you remember during the Obama administration when Ben Rhodes, the national security communications guy, did that whole interview basically saying that he had played the media on Iran?
Right.
And how they had just fell for everything that he said. I mean, when Jesse just said that, it made me think about how reporters, I mean, you would have think they would have been mad then.
Yeah. I feel like a broken record, but the fact is, look, I just saw, I think it was one of Biden's spokesperson melt down on Twitter over this, basically attacked Catherine Herridge. Pretty brutal attack on her. And I believe they might have removed the tweet. I'm just interested how the media is going to approach that. Will that be considered a sexist attack because she's a woman? Or is it different because it was a Democrat doing the attacking? But it's clear that Joe's campaign is worried. And I hate to act like the worst, the very worst of the media, and the very worst of the Democrats about demanding this person get locked up and this person be tried and this person go away. But something's got to be done for Adam Schiff, because he created 3 years of a massive fallacy that did so much damage to this country and made us miss probably one of the most important stories of our lifetime. We were having hearings on impeachment while the coronavirus was exploding. We talked about that virus in green rooms, but we had to do this impeachment story. We had to show these hearings. It's all on him, man. He's got to go. They got to investigate him. They got to hold him accountable. I'm not going to say he should go to prison, but my evil twin will say he should go away to prison for a very long time.
I just love that. Speaking of lying, the president yesterday called out Joe Biden.
You're a lying, dog-faced pony soldier.
Oh, come on now. God. I pray this guy is not elected president. President Trump called out Joe Biden. This is cut four, for lying about his unmasking activities. I mean, this to me is disqualifying just on its face. But listen to the president calling out Sleepy Joe.
Well, the unmasking is a massive, it's a massive thing. It's, I just got a list. It's, who can believe a thing like this? And I watched Biden yesterday on Good Morning America being interviewed by one of your colleagues, George Stephanopoulos. And he said he knew nothing about anything. He has no idea. He knows nothing about anything. Nothing at all. And then it gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers? It's one of the very big stories, and I suspect you'll have, if it's possible, even bigger stories coming out.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
Sergeant Schultz would be proud. No, I'm just telling you, Joe Biden, even from his basement, is self-destructing. And you're going to start seeing polling from battleground states that are going to tell you that this race may be over before they even get to conventions. And then the demo rats are going to start doing what they always do. They try and make lemonades out of lemons. They'll end up finding an Andrew Cuomo or a Mark Cuban or people like that. And they may say, we have to run somebody other than Joe Biden. Joe Biden can't win. Joe Biden's not going to have as much money as the president. The president, do you know the president raised $60 million in April while everybody was shut in and under martial law? Do you remember that? And all of a sudden, he's out there raising $61 million. Him and the RNC. That's incredible. Without the big fundraisers and any of that? Ah! The Dems are going to be outspent. And unlike President Trump, who was outspent, $1.5 billion by Hillary Clinton, $600 million for the president, for Trump. Yeah. I'm just telling you, Joe Biden is self-destructing from his own basement. Do you remember? They used to talk about this back in the, 70s or 80s, I forget. But they used to talk about the Rose Garden strategy, and there were presidents. I don't even know who they were. I want to say it was like in the Nixon era, maybe later. Where they talked about the Rose Garden strategy, where you never left the Rose Garden and you did all your campaigning from there. That's what we may be reduced to now. I'll just tell you, it's bizarre. Coming up, I'm so excited. Wayne Allen Root. What did he think of the Culinary Union taking a page from his book and trying to run a parade down Las Vegas Boulevard on the Strip? Haven't we been there before? Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is live and local now.